the summer of 1846, my sister Sarah, James White, sister Ashley, and I visited Elder Joseph Bates and his wife Prudy in Fairhaven, Massachusetts. At this time, war raged between the United States and Mexico, and confusion raged in my mind.
Then doesn't it seem reasonable that God wants us to keep the fourth commandment? Doesn't that seem like clear sailing to you?
Now, Joseph, don't run it into the ground.
It's all right, Sister Bates. Your husband really believes what he's saying. We're not offended. Are we, ladies?
No, of course not.
Oh, we wouldn't think of it.
How could we be? Captain Bates is really very gentle.
But does it really matter that we celebrate Sunday as the Sabbath rather than Saturday? After all, we've been doing it for centuries.
Yes, but by whose command, Sister Sarah? Not God's. Box your compass straight on that.
I hope you'll forgive me, Brother Bates, but it seems to me that you're emphasizing the fourth commandment more than the other nine.
I fear you're like a sail rope snagged on a cleat, Sister Ellen. It's going to take a lot of work by this old sailor to get you untangled.
No more tangled than you, Brother Bates. You've said Ellen's visions are the product of a weakened body and an overexcited imagination. But both the Old Testament prophet Joel and the Apostle Paul in the New Testament speak of the gifts of the Spirit, prophecy being among them.
Now, son, as I said when I first heard Sister Ellen speak this spring, I'm a doubting Thomas. I've seen nothing in these manifestations that are contradictory to our beliefs, but
how can you suspect Ellen of untruth?
Oh, I've never said that, Sister Ashley. I'm just not able to accept that God speaks to us in this way. Sister Ellen, it's obvious to me that you are sincere, and your conduct is unexceptionable.
I assure you all, Joseph has never cast the least doubt on Sister Ellen's character or Christian experience.
Your husband has been as kind as a father to me, Sister Bates.
That's true. And I must admit your arguments are strong, Elder Bates.
It just seems to me that holding Saturday as Sabbath is more Jewish than Christian.
I think so, too.
When did you decide that Saturday is the Sabbath, Elder Bates?
Let me pour all of you another glass of milk. You're in for a long story.
Why, Prudy, am I really such a windbag on the subject? Don't worry, girls, I'll make it short.
I'll just wait in the parlor.
Prudy hasn't accepted the Sabbath yet either. Well, it started in Washington, New Hampshire, when Mrs. Rachel Oakes... Frederick Wheeler went away from that outspoken Seventh-day Baptist woman with much to think about. Not long after, he kept his first true Sabbath and preached it, too.
But the Seventh-day Baptists rejected Adventism completely.
True, but that doesn't make the commandment any less binding. After I read T.M. Preble's article in March of 1845, I was convinced of the Sabbath truth.
Did you begin keeping the Saturday Sabbath right away?
Oh, no. I worried about what my family and friends would think and how I'd make a living. But I soon decided I had to follow my conviction.
It must have been hard keeping the seventh day all alone.
Yes, and that's why, when I heard about a group of Sabbath keepers in New Hampshire, I decided to visit them. I didn't have any money to speak of, and had to travel part of the way by foot.
Was it worth the trip?
Oh, yes. I contacted Elder Wheeler first. Then I talked to other Adventists who had accepted the Seventh-day Sabbath.
And you were encouraged to continue keeping the seventh day?
Yes, I was. We studied the Bible thoroughly on the subject, and when I set my course for home, I was determined to spread the word that the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord.
Your story has been very informative. You've given us a lot to think about.
As soon as my pamphlet on the Sabbath is ready, I'll give you a copy to study.
Thank you.
And now, I think we'd better say goodnight. Prudy there in the parlor is looking as heavy-eyed as a deckhand on the four-bell watch.
James left for West Island to visit with Brother Hall for a few days, while Sarah, Sister Ashley, and I stayed at Brother Herman Gurney's boarding house.
I say, ladies, Why don't we take a boat over to West Island and visit the Halls?
Yes, let's.
My, my, that was a quick yes, Sister Harmon. Why is it I don't think it's the Halls you're so anxious to see?
Well, of course I'd like to see the Halls. It's just... it's been several days since I've seen James. We are to be married soon, you know.
Now stop teasing the girl, Brother Gurney. We'd all like to go to the island, I'm sure.
All right, Sister Ashley. I'll come home from the blacksmith shop at noon, and we can leave right after we eat. Ah, smells good. Especially after a morning of beating out wagon wheel rims. Where's Sister Ellen? Is she ready to leave for the island?
I'm afraid we can't go this afternoon, Brother Gurney. Ellen is sick.
Well, I'll go back to work after dinner and come back here, say, 3 o'clock. We'll see how she is then.
Oh, all right, but I don't think she's going to get well enough in such a short time.
Is Sister Ellen any better, Sister Sarah?
I'm sorry, there's been no improvement at all.
Well, is there any other reason not to go?
Why, no.
Then let's pray for her to be healed.
In less than 10 minutes, I was dressing for the voyage. We hurried down to the little boat and were soon sailing down the river toward Buzzard's Bay and the island.
We've rounded the point, ladies. Now we must come about to put us on a northerly tack.
Clouds are getting very dark. Will we have a storm?
Well, it doesn't look good, Sister Ashley.
What can we do?
I'll fly the mizzen sail along with the jib to pick up the northwest wind. Maybe it'll get us to the West Island dock before the storm gets too bad.
Are we in danger, Brother Gurney?
Yes! Great danger! The wind's blowing salt spray into my eyes, and I can't see to steer! I can't control the boat at all! But there goes the mainsail! I only hope our jib keeps our bow above the waves!
Will we drown? Isn't there anything we can do?
I'll throw out the anchor so we don't get smashed against the rocks! You ladies kneel down in the bottom of the boat! Stay as low as you can!
Oh, Lord, save us! Save us as you saved your disciples on Galilee. Oh, glory. Glory. Glory.
Ellen's going into vision.
The waves washed over the sides of the boat, and the wind shrieked. But suddenly, all was muted. As I went into vision, a beautiful light filled the darkness, and I heard a voice.
Fear not, for you and your companions are safe. Before God would let you perish, he would dry up every drop of water in the ocean. Your work is just beginning. Fear not.
The bow is plunging into the waves. It's filling with water. We're going to sink.
Don't be afraid, Sister Ashley. The Lord has promised to save us. We're in God's hands.
What's the matter, Janie? Did you have a bad dream?
No, Papa. I couldn't sleep because the thunder was so loud. I got out of bed and ran over to the window. And there was this big flash of lightning. And that's when I saw the boat.
Can it be? Or if anyone's out there tonight, they're really in trouble.
You're right, Janie girl. I'll take the rowboat and try to save those people. Maddie, you'd better put some soup on to heat.
I'm already on my way, Hiram.
Listen! I hear surf breaking!
We must be very near land.
There's a light!
It must be the Shermans! They're the only other family on the island!
Over there! Isn't that a lantern bobbing up and down?
Let's yell! Help!
Over here!
Over here!
Over here!
I'm coming! I see you! Catch this rope!
I've got it! I'll pull you to us! Only a little more! There! Oh, Mr. Sherman! Well, bless you! You're the answer to prayer!
The two strong men rowed us to shore, where Mrs. Sherman had hot food and warm, dry clothes for us. Detractors charged that my visions were caused by mesmerism. But what chance was there in that violent storm for anyone to mesmerize me?